some of you, the Lord just put on my heart, actually, the two teachings that would really go with this would be the gatekeeper teaching that we have and control is coming down. What happens with control? Let me give an example that was really powerful. Justin, those who know Justin, Justin was a real thug. I mean, he would have been somebody who really could have hurt you for real a few years ago. And he'd been in jail and in and out of jail since he was 7. Did major, major drugs, did everything. When we started dealing with some of these demons in him, and he had some major, you know, we're talking big demons. And he was so afraid that he would hurt me because he really respected me and he didn't want to hurt anybody. And he was so fearful he was going to hurt someone, he actually put himself into a psych ward twice because he thought he was going to kill his whole family. And so he kept begging God, help, 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 even before he knew the Lord. And then the Lord brought him to us. So I remember I'd go to pray for this thing and something would come up and I couldn't get through to the spirit to cast it out. And that's when the Lord began to teach me about gatekeepers or something you take on that you purposely put there to be in charge. And if you don't know God, you're going to do that. You're not, unless you're just going to go off and rage and hit everybody and hurt everybody and end up in prison killing people, which you can end up devil. Now let me say this. When the devil gets you to buy into a counterfeit protection, it's going to destroy you at some point. At some point, it's those people who totally lose it and kill their whole families. And everybody who knows them can't believe they did it. Because what happened is they had a control. They had a demonic control that kept it, you know, bearable until the time came when Satan set his trap and they lost it. And I would say that probably happens in most of the cases where they say temporary insanity. Because they do. They totally lose it. And rage is a spirit that has purposely been placed in you to give Satan that kind of control one day to have you lose it, to destroy you. So to the degree that you felt that anger in there, or you felt that you were horrible or you were evil because you knew there was some anger in there, to that degree, you would take on what I call as a gatekeeper or something that's in charge of your spirit to stop you from losing it. Okay, so some of you who've never gone through some of the control teaching or didn't get to that or the gatekeeper teaching, or maybe you still held on to some of this, won't know all that I'm talking about tonight, but I can't teach everything in one night. It just can't happen. I couldn't do it 5 or 6 years probably. So I want you just to know that. So when I go to pray for somebody and I can't get to that thing, I can feel what comes up. And then you definitely need the thing about control or gatekeeper. This is something, you know, that I know you took on. And people who seem so mild and so gentle and so meek sometimes have a real rage inside because they're so fearful of losing it. So they make themselves somebody that they want to be. I don't want to be angry. I don't want to be someone who could hurt people. I don't want to be what I'm scared I am. So therefore, I'm going to shove it down. And I'm going to be easygoing. I'm not going to, you know, I'm basically taking on things. I'm not going to talk much, or I'm going to stay in control of my emotions. You know, that's a big one. I think a lot of men cannot really release themselves emotionally to someone else because they've taken on control because they're so fearful of that rage and that anger. And the Bible does say, the one scripture about fathers, do not provoke your children. It's in Ephesians. Let's go there real quick. This will kind of hook us up with what we were talking about the last couple weeks at different meetings. I can't even keep up with it all anymore. Just know when the tapes come out, you can read the back cover and find out which is which, because God has us preaching all over the place. It all goes together. It's pretty funny, actually. Couldn't make it up if you tried. But Ephesians 6, it says, first one, and we did this the other day. It's on one teaching coming out. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise that it may be well with you and you may be long lived on the earth. Oh, I didn't even see this before, but look at this. Here God is saying to children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it's right. So let me just give you a clue in a little bit how the devil works. He sees scripture. He understands scripture. When the devil tempted Jesus Christ, he used the word of God to do it. Okay? The perversion of the scripture to make people think that Christians hate Jews. That's all lies. Satan is an expert at putting wrong spirits in people and then using the word of God to pervert true Christianity. And so Satan looks at things like this and he's like, okay, children, obey your parents and Lord, for this is right. So the first thing he's thinking, I've got to stop children from obeying their parents. Now, I love how the Lord put it here, in the Lord. Because if I'm ministering to a child and they have parents that they can't obey with their heart because maybe they're alcoholic or they have rage issues, or they're unsaved, they're not letting God lead them, then God is saying, okay, in the Lord, obey them. In other words, I'll give you grace to do this. I'll give you grace, even to children, which is awesome. I'll give you grace to obey your parents in me. Because you may not be able to obey them with your whole heart if they're telling you to do horrible things. Parenting is so much, the way we are parented is the way we see God. And it was set up like that. When God first created Adam and Eve to reproduce before the fall, they were totally full of love, completely walked with God, were led by the Spirit of God, and godly children would have just, children who would have known they were unconditionally loved, would have known the love of God. They would have been awesome. And then Satan came in with the fall and perverted all that. And so God set this up, and God doesn't change what he set up, even though the enemy got in there, okay? So God sets it up for us to relate how we see God by how we see our father especially, but also how we see our mother. Our mother has the attributes of the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the nurturer. The father has the attributes of a natural father, a protector, someone where there's security, someone where there's provision, someone who can take care of all your problems. And so really you begin to see in the relationship between parents and children, there should be this reflection of this awesome God. And instead, Satan has perverted that. So how do you, if you take a second and say, okay, if I really had to say that my God is like my dad, what would God be like to you? Because believe it or not, in your false identity, in who you are before you knew Christ and who you deep down might still think you are, you think God is like your father. And then you think the Holy Spirit or another aspect of God is like your mother. And a lot of you just got scared looks right then. Now you're like, oh, now I know why I'm so messed up. But this is the truth. God says every single relationship, every relationship of fatherhood, it says, is to glorify God. And I'm not going to get into all this. We could have an entire conference, and maybe we will, of helping people undo what the enemy did in their parenting. Because just that one statement, you can begin to see, I would see God like this. Now, I will say this. Personally, my father loved me unconditionally. He made me think I was so special. He made me think I could do anything. And I really believe that's why I found God when I was only 7, even though I wasn't in a real spiritual home. And so parents can do some of this right, praise the Lord. But the people who I usually see at the SOS meetings had parents who did it. Look at all the fathers who are not in the picture. Do you think that's an accident? Or don't you know Satan's like, let them think there is no God. Let them think there is no security, there is no protection, there is no provider. Let them always live insecure. Because if you're insecure, you're going to take on control. And instead of having a mother who's to nurture and come along and help you to do what the father wants you to do and to grow and mature, you instead have a mother who runs the show and is critical and nothing's done right. How are you going to see the Holy Spirit? How are you going to be able to trust that God's going to come and change you? Already, I could just, phew, the light bulb's like, oh my gosh, I'm in worse shape than I thought. So what we need to do is really get in the Word and see how God the Father is, how the Holy Spirit is, and who Jesus is. Because then we can begin to get our identity in Christ. Right now, your identity that you have from before Christ comes from your understanding of your parenting. And honestly, when I go back into people's issues, unless sometimes there maybe is a sexual attack or something on a child outside of the family, and that can bring major damage, but many times it has a lot to do with parenting. And there's no condemnation in Christ. If you don't know the Lord and you were messed up and they were messed up, it's just the way it goes. But it doesn't mean I have to stay in that cycle, okay? And this is a really good revelation God's given me. You need to teach your children what God the Father is like. You need to help them see what God the Father is like. If you're in a home where there's a separation, if you're in a home where you have children who idolize their father, even when there's some control issues or that father's not being led by the Spirit of God, you are looking at soul ties, you are looking at potential danger down the road, okay? So if we're supposed to see how God looks, then if I was in that situation, God's given me this right now, so this is a revelation for somebody. You need to spend a lot of time helping your child, using the Word of God, see what God is like. If that way they can begin to say, wow, that's not what my natural dad is like. I can forgive him, but I'm not buying into this. And you don't even have to bring the natural parent up. That was for somebody. Okay. And look how it says that. Okay, so after that it says, honor your father and your mother, which is your first commandment, which will give you long life on the earth. So Satan says, I've got to make them dishonor their parents. I need to make them dishonor their parents because then I can kill them early. I can begin to destroy them. See, Satan's not stupid. He reads this and he knows, all right, it's really important that kids obey their parents, that the parents have to reflect God. They're supposed to do it in the Lord, and then they have to honor them. And because Satan knows the other scriptures that talk about if you can't honor God, he turns you over to every wicked thing. The world is in such bad shape because we have an entire, we have probably three generations at this point who do not honor God. The reason they don't honor God is because they never learned how to honor their parents or how important it was to honor their parents. The reason we have manipulation going on, which we're going to deal with probably next week, is because we have children who do not honor their mother and their father. And I'm not going to do a lot of parenting talk, but I tell you, God's really going after this these days. All right. Now, the verse I was trying to get to. Fathers. Okay, now remember fathers and think if you're a father or think in terms of you had a father. Or if you didn't have a father, think in terms of what was missing that was supposed to be there. Fathers, do not provoke your children, but nurture them in the discipline of the Lord. So when God showed me this the other night, because I always just read over that quick, you know. It's like, wait a minute. Satan knows that there's, when God gives you a specific command as a position that you hold in the life of someone else. And let me say this, and we have a really good tape over there called, I don't know which one it is. I think it's Raising Godly Children in an Ungodly Society or the other one on children. But it's actually a tape for grown children. It's if you have grown children who aren't serving the Lord. It's a tape about how to go back and repent for all these things that you missed that were right here in the Word of God. It's very powerful. But can't you see where the enemy's going to say, okay, let's make the fathers provoke the kids. I believe rage starts, and probably in every single situation, rage starts from being provoked. So I guess I'm going to have to deal with provoking first, and if this goes a little longer, we'll just pick it up next week. No wonder you have forever in heaven. Let me find my notes real quick to read to you what provoke means.